From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Washington and London have suspended all non-lethal assistance for the Syrian opposition in the war-torn countries north. The decision follows an attack by Islamist rebels who took control of several bases belonging to the Free Syrian Army. From Washington, Nina Maria Potts reports.
The U.S. says humanitarian assistance to the Syrian opposition will not be affected, but all non-lethal aid to fighters in the north will be suspended, this following the takeover of bases run by the Free Syrian Rebel Army by the Islamic Front, which is a new coalition of major rebel groups. They declared last month that they were forming the biggest alliance yet in the conflict, with an estimated 45,000 fighters at their disposal. The U.S. is now checking the inventory status of U.S. equipment and supplies to Syrian rebels as the humanitarian crisis continues to get worse.
The world continues to mourn Nelson Mandela. Thousands of South Africans have been lining up to view the leader's body, which is lying in state in Pretoria. He will be put to rest on Sunday in the village of his ancestors. In the U.S. Capitol, working in conjunction with the South African Embassy, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and a reverend are leading a memorial service for Mr. Mandela at the Washington National Cathedral. And meanwhile, criticism has been falling on yesterday's memorial service in Johannesburg, as many are accusing the man who acted as translator for the deaf as a fake, saying the gestures he made were both meaningless and offensive. In a major blow for gay rights advocates, India's Supreme Court approved a law that criminalizes same-sex intimacy, effectively undoing the 2009 ruling from the Delhi High Court, which had decriminalized the actions. The approved law is over a century old, and it says that those caught can face up to 10 years behind bars. Activists say they're outraged and determined to fight back. Negotiators have abandoned their goal of reaching a year-end trade deal among a group of nations in the Asia-Pacific during a round of negotiations in Singapore. Analysts cite significant resistance from sectors in the U.S. and Japan for creating the drag, as Daniel Wrenches reports.
The 12 nations have adjourned the trade talks in Singapore and abandoned the goal to get the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal done by year's end. U.S. officials say there's still great momentum for a deal. Pacific nations, including New Zealand, Australia, Peru, and Vietnam, want to essentially reduce or eliminate trade tariffs and establish strong rules for trade among the members, including the protection of intellectual property and fair competition. But analysts say there are still barriers to overcome, particularly political pressure to retain industry-specific tariffs.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has begun its hearings into the crash of Asiana Flight 214. The botched landing in San Francisco's airport in July left three teenagers dead. The NTSB is looking into whether there was an over-reliance on the use of autopilot involved in the crash. In Argentina, several cities have broken into chaos as violent looting spread during a police strike. At least 10 people died and many others were injured as police left their posts demanding a salary increase. The violence erupted as political leaders celebrated 30 years of uninterrupted democracy in their country. Latin America correspondent Andrea Arenas reports.
Officers in 19 of the 23 provinces in Argentina refused to patrol the streets, a strike which set the stage for mobs to take over the cities, looting shops and robbing homes. Commerce was shut down in most places, and some hospitals also shut their doors to non-emergency patients for fear of being attacked. But meanwhile, Argentina celebrated three decades since President Raúl Alfonsín's inauguration put an end to the dirty war years, which were marked by state terrorism against political dissidents. Argentina's president, Cristina Fernández, was part of the festivities and has not yet commented on the violence. Her cabinet chief, Jorge Capitanich, described the unrest as treason meant to spread chaos and fear during a day when the country commemorates its return to democracy. Nevertheless, he is working with police forces to negotiate a deal.
And violence and protests continue over the Ukrainian prime minister's decision to back away from signing a deal with the EU. Clashes broke out as police moved against protesters near Kiev City Hall. Talks have also been held between Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and the European Union's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton. And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.